I think it's time to get your secretary.
What is that?
Secretary, assistant, somebody.
Oh, it's okay. So we're learning the holy Sefer Adra de Pirka. And turn to Remez Kuf Dalet. That's on page. Huh? Lo, ze Agra de Pirka, ze Abnei Issachar. Abnei Issachar. And since we are in the weeks of Parashat Kedoshim, which is the Inyan of Kedusha, Vid Kadishtem, Vitem Kedoshim, to be holy, Parashat Emor this week is also a continuation of Parashat Kedoshim. It's just talking about the Kedoshim of the Kohanim. Even in Parashat Emor, it says, Kedoshim yihyu lelohehem, velo yechalelu shem elohehem, ala Kohanim. So you see that Parashat Kedoshim, daber el kol adat bene Israel, vitem Kedoshim, or Kedoshim to you. Parashat Emor was more specific to the Kedusha of the Kohanim. But all in all, it's the Inyan of Kedusha. And so therefore, there are a few paragraphs in the Sefer, they're called Remazim, that speak about thoughts, bad thoughts, Hirhurim Ra'im. How to guard from Hirhurim Ra'im. So tonight we're going to learn from a Sefer Kadosh of Hasidut, Segulot. Segulot, how to combat, how to battle with Hirhurim Ra'im if a bad thought comes into one's mind, an inappropriate thought. So it's in a few places. I jotted them down here. The first one is the one that we'll see now. Remez Kuf Dalet says the holy Agra de Pirka, Kibalti mina tzadikim. I have a masoret from tzadikim. Behizdamen chas v'shalom el ha'adam eze histaklut be'avera o hirhur avera. If it ever comes, if it ever happens, if a person is encountered with, you know, he saw something that he shouldn't have seen, or a hirhur avera, or a thought of a sin that he should not be thinking. As it says, we read in the Kriyat Shema every day, Lo taturu achare levavchem v'achare nechem. A person is not supposed to allow for his mind to go after things that he saw, things that are sinful thoughts. Lo taturu achare levavchem v'achare nechem. Baruch haba Rabbi Binyamin. V'hayetzer bo'er bekirbo. He saw something inappropriate. He's thinking something inappropriate. And his yetzer hara is lit up. Yindor litzdaka devarma. Immediately at that moment, what he should do is make a neder for tzedaka. Ve'inatzel v'yachalish koach hayetzer. And with that, with the koach of the tzedakah, with the mitzvah of tzedakah, he's going to weaken, he's going to vanquish the koach of the yetzer hara. Kibalti min hatzadikim, says the Agra de Pirka, a segula against hirhurim ra'im is make a neder for tzedakah that minute. It doesn't say how much. It could be $5. It could be whatever it is. But at that moment, the koach of the tzedakah will be mevatel. Lindor litzdaka, lagid areni noder, ken, $5 litzdaka, kach vekach. Mashiagid, avala, it's a mitzvah tzedaka. Listen, if a person is really serious, he wants to work with himself, so he wants to fulfill this segula, he's going to give something nice, you know, a decent amount. I think that if a person makes a... I don't think that that's what the Rav means over here, that it's a way of making sure it doesn't happen again because he doesn't want to give so much money, right? But a side effect of this, a perk from here is that, yeah, he's going to be careful to try to watch what he thinks, watch what he sees. So that's one segula. Tonight we're going to hear, for the next 20 to 30 minutes, some segulot that the Bnei Issachar brings to battle... with which to battle Hirhurim Ra'im. You want to ask something?
Does he say maybe to do what we see happen to Yosef. He heard his father. He thought he saw his father's face. So maybe
very good. So let's keep that in check for a moment. He might come to that, because I want to do with you some things that he says here, and one of them we'll see is very much connected to what you just said. In fact, if I'm not mistaken, in Remez Yud Gimel, if you want to take a quick look back in page Tet Zayin, Remez Yud Gimel, so since you brought it up, so we'll mention it now. V'nir'e li od, ka'asher eno mevin eze inyan b'Torah. If a person is learning and it's hard for him to understand a certain passage, או שהוא מסופק באיזה עניין הנרצה לעבודה אמיתית, or he has a doubt in what to do in regards to serving Hashem. There's a certain matter, he wants to serve Hashem, but is this correct service? Should I do like this? Should I do like that? He has a doubt. וכן כאשר רואה שמתגרים בו מצולות ים, or if he sees that מצולות ים, the depths of the oceans, which means the יצר הרע, is attacking him. Hirhurim ratfin abatre, sinful thoughts are chasing him. If a person sees that that is the case, what should he do? Yetzayer lefanav tzurat rabo. He should visualize in front of him the face of his Rebbe, the one that was his mentor, the one that shaped his life. Not necessarily is he still alive. Yetzayer befanav tzurat rabo, vehu lihiyot atziyur bedat. Metzayer lefanav dat rabo makifo besichlo. He says to totally envelop one's mind with that image of his Rebbe. To really, really concentrate and imagine the visage, you know, the image of his Rebbe. Azay nishpa bo dat rabo. This is a very deep thing. It's explained al pi Kabbalah also. Azay nishpa bo dat rabo. He can thereby receive a shefa of dat, of knowledge from his Rebbe right then and there. Ve'afilu im rabo kvar ala shamayim. Even if his Rebbe passed away. Ze ma she'nir'e li. He's saying, this I think in my mind, he says. He brings a pasuk. Eliyahu Navi told Elisha, right before Eliyahu went up b'se'ara shamayma, he told Elisha, im tir'e oti lukach meitach, visualize me. Because Elisha asked Eliyahu, I want to have double the power of your prophecy. So Eliyahu told him, listen, if you're going to be able to see me as I ascend to the heavens, so then that will happen. It's depending on what you're able to see. But to see me, Eliyahu Hanavi said. And he continues on page Yud Zayin, he says, Hine ha-tzadik achare p'tirato ole me'olam ve'ad olam. The tzadik, when he passes away, he goes up to Shamayim, to the source of his neshama. He ascends from world to world. The lowest is Asiya. From Asiya, the Neshama goes to Yetzirah. From Yetzirah, the Neshama goes to Bri'ah. From Bri'ah, the Neshama ascends to the Olam HaAtzilut, where is the Shoresh of the Neshamot of Israel, the Shoresh of the Tzadikim. Ad makom shemimenu chutzva nishvato b'sfirat HaAtzilut. It goes all the way to the Sfirot of Atzilut. As we know, each one of the four worlds has 10 Sfirot. He goes, oh, the Neshama goes from one level to another, all the way up. Now, what happens on the way? As the Neshama is going up, ובעוברו דרך בריאה יצירה עשייה, while the Neshama of the Tzaddik is ascending through the worlds of Asiya to Yetzira to Beria, מניח אור רושם נשמתו בהם. He leaves over in each world a residue, an impression, a roshem of his neshama. He leaves like a sparkle of his neshama in each world. והרושם שיניח בבריאה יצירה עשייה הוא שבא לעולם הזה לעזור לצדיקים וללמדם רזי תורה. he says, we know that the neshamot of the tzaddikim, and especially the neshamot of the tzaddikim that we are attached to, come to this world to help us to understand the secrets of the Torah. He says, it's not the neshama from Atzilut, from the Shoresh. The parts of the neshama that were left over in Asiyah, Yetzirah, and Biryah, those are the sparks of the neshama of the tzaddik that comes down to this world to help a Jew. Secrets. Alke nir'eli lechaven elu ha-shemot. He says, therefore, the person who's trying to attach his mind to be midabek, you ever heard the song? Hineni midabek, nafshi, mikasher nafshi. Right? Rabbi Nachman, ken? Hineni mikasher nafshi. Im kol ha-tzadiki. Oh, so there's the inyan to be mikasher, to bind ourselves. Nachon, nachon. We see from there the inyan to be mekasher our mind, our heart with the tzaddikim. We can gain a lot by doing that. So he says, in order to be mekasher our mind with the tzaddikim, there's also certain names of Hashem that we should think about. And the names of Hashem are those that relate to each one of the four worlds. Because what did we just say? We just said that it's not the Shoresh HaNeshama of the Tzaddik from Atzilut that comes. It's the Roshem HaNeshama from Asiyah, Yetzirah, and Bri'ah that comes. Now, each world has a specific name of Hashem that relates to it. In some Sidurim, you know, in Tfilat Shachrit, where the first part of the tefillah is Keneged Asiyah, the second part is from Baruch Shamar is Yetzirah, from Yotzer it's Beri'ah, from the Amidah it's Atzilut. So in some Sidurim they'll also give you to think, before you enter into that part of the tefillah, the name of Hashem that is associated specifically with that upper world. And so he says, since it is the Roshem of the Neshama of the Tzaddik that comes from those worlds to help, so when you want to appeal to him, when you want to call out to him to help, you have to be mechaven el alef daled nun yud be'asiya. Alef lamed. Alef daled nun yud is the name of olam asiya. El havaya is the word, is the name of yetzira. El shin daled yud is the name of beria. So he says, kasher yechaven elu hashemot, when you think of these three names of Hashem, ויזכור שם רבו ויצייר צורתו, and he mentions the name of his Rav, and he visualizes the image of his Rav, הנה תתעורר רושם נשמתו, אשר היא בבריאה יצירה עשייה, then he thereby awakens the רושם of the neshama, which is found in בריאה יצירה עשייה, להשפיע לו רזה תורה בדעת שלמה. To confer upon him the understanding of the secrets of the Torah, or specifically to what we're talking, to confer upon him protection from Hirhurim Ra'im. So that's a second segula that we just learned. So number one, a neder to tzedakah.
Does a neder have to be verbally or?
Verbally. Yes. That's number one. Number two, to attach himself to the image, to be mitzayer in his mind, the image of his Rebbe. Gamken, afilu shu b'chaim.
Like a Rebbe from childhood?
A Rebbe that you know, that had an influence on you. It doesn't have to be only one.
What if someone doesn't have that?
So, I don't think there's such a thing.
Okay.
I don't think there's such a thing. Everybody has someone that had a good influence on him.
Okay.
It has to be.
It's okay if they're alive.
What? Absolutely, because how do I know that? Because it says, Va'afilu hem, even if they died. Mashma, that surely if they're alive, definitely. Just like, very good, I was just going to say, Afemod Yitzchak, I was just going to say, just like Yosef, as you know, Rashi brings down from Chazal, saved himself from the act by thinking of the Demut Diokno, of the image of his father who was still alive at the time.
Yes.
I don't have anyone
to
give you a picture of you.
I was thinking of you, actually.
Oh, there you go. Listen.
You came before Rabbi Ben Haim.
Stop it.
A third segula if you look on the bottom in the footnotes of on page Ein Chet, go back to our page Ein Chet. So he says over here, he brings from the Magid of Mezrich in Kuf Dalid. Hine it yira ve'it yira kemuvah v'zot. Zohar Kadosh tells us there are two forms of fearing Hashem. There's yirata onesh and yirata romemut, fear of punishment and fear of the awesomeness of Hashem. So now, the Zohar Kadosh is very clear that the yira that Hashem wants from us is yirata romemut. Yirata romemut hi ikara de yira, the Zohar Kadosh. The main way of fearing Hashem is yirata romemut. Not because you're scared to be punished, but the reverence, the feeling of venerating the awesome God, Hashem. Not only that, the Zohar Kadosh says, Yir'at ha'onesh yir'at p'chuta v'yichola l'avi onashim chas v'shalom. According to Zohar Kadosh, Yir'at ha'onesh is a very lowly yir'ah. And a person, if he's able to have a higher quality of yir'ah, he will be held accountable for being satisfied with Yir'at ha'onesh. See, I'm careful with how I say it, because the truth is that we need Yir'at ha'onesh also. I'll bring you a pasuk. We just read it in last week's Shabbat. Acharei mot b'nei Aaron. Hashem told Aaron HaKohen, don't do this, don't do this, so that it shouldn't happen to you, it happened to your sons. Aaron HaKohen, he's a big tzaddik. Boy, he needs Yirat HaOnesh. He's in the levels of Yirat HaRomemut. You see, a human being always needs a little dosage of Yirat HaOnesh. What the Zohar HaKadosh, I think, means is if a person suffices with that, if he's satisfied with Yirat HaOnesh, he never works on Yirat HaRomemut, that's not good. That's pachut. That's pachut in Hebrew means very lowly. Comes along the Magid Mimezrich and he says, so why was Yirat HaOnesh created? Lama nivret ha'ira pachuta? Why did Hashem even create such a type of yirah in the world? If it's lowly, if he wants only Yirat HaRomemut, so don't bring to the world such a concept of Yirat HaOnesh. Why? Says Rabbi Dov Ber Zecher Tzadik V'Kadosh Libra Lechaya Olam Abba, as quoted by the Bnei Sakhar in his Agra de Kalan in Sefer Bereshit. The Mitzrach Tzricha, it's needed. Yirat HaOnesh, despite what the Zohar HaKadosh said, is very useful, is very needed. When? Kesheroe ha'adam behirhura ta'avot rodfim abatre, min ha'echrech lesorfam b'yirat ha'onesh. He says, when a person sees that hirhurim ra'im are taking him over, he's being taken over by sinful thoughts, at that time, it's not the time for yirat ha'romemut now. It's the time for that lowly yir'ah. You can burn those thoughts with the fire of Yirat HaOnesh. So that's the third segula that we're learning tonight. To remove bad thoughts with Yirat HaOnesh. How could I do that? Am I not scared what's going to happen? Lachshov al HaOnesh. Lachshov al HaOnesh.
If I may. Well,
yes, of course you may.
Meaning to say, why isn't it a Kal V'Chomer? Should it be from the Onesh, then the Ramimut even more, so you think of Hashem.
But you know what? You know what? To burn the thoughts that are burning in his mind, you need a specific type of detergent. You need a specific type of alcohol over here. It's not the time for the whiskey of Yirat HaRomemut. That's not going to help. Right now, Yirat HaRomemut, he's not in the Yirat HaRomemut right now. He wants Romemut on his own. Yirat HaOnesh is something that burns. You understand? So he needs to stamp out. How do you stamp it out? Stamp it out with the more practical yirah. The practical yirah is, how could I do this?
Yeah.
Like Yosef HaTzadik, we referred to Yosef HaTzadik before. Ki ech eseh hara'a gedola azot v'chatati l'elokim. How can I do it? It's going to be terrible consequences. You understand? The fourth one, I know we're going fast through all of them. There's a lot to speak in each one here, but I wanted, you know, just to enumerate tonight. There's another one he brings on the bottom from his another sefer of the Bnei Yisachar, Derech Pikudecha. Derech Pikudecha is a sefer of the explanation of the mitzvot of the Torah that the Bnei Yisachar wrote, although he only got to number 58. Yeah, he didn't go through all the Taryag, all the 613. he passed away. He passed away 58 years old also. And he, in his Sefer Derech Pikudecha, he ends off with, and they say also, Remez, 58 is Nun Chet. Nun Chet is Rashi Tevot Nerot Chanukah. Wow. The Bnei Yisachar wrote most of his Torah on Chanukah. He was very connected to Chanukah.
Wow.
Anyway, so, but in his Sefer Derech Pikudecha, before he even begins mitzvah number one, he has many introductions. Hakdama Aleph, Hakdama Bet, Hakdama Gil. He has many Hakdamot. So in the one is Chelek HaMachshava, Chelek HaMachshava, the whole Hakdama is a Sefer in itself. And there he writes, Teda Yedidi Etza HaYehutza B'Divrei HaZohar. Here he gives another Etza from the Zohar. Im Ro'e Adam Yerurin Ratfina Batre. If a person sees that he's always, you know, attacked with Hirhurim Ra'im, Yarbe Me'od La'asok B'Torah Ve'itatzileu, he should increase in his learning in Torah. There's nothing like Torah to wash away bad thoughts, like the famous words of the Rambam at the end of Ilchot Yisurei Bi'ah, that the thoughts of Arayot only enter into a mind that is vacant from Torah. That's the language of the Rambam. Beleva panui min hachokhma. If a person learns Torah, with the Torah he's able to root out Hirhurim Ra'im. But the Bnei Yisachar is going to say something more specific. Especially if you learn Torah after Chatzot. It's like a mother who wipes the dirt of her baby. That's how powerful the learning Torah is after Chatzot. So that's even more. Torah in general has the power of, you know, detergent, of cleaning up our mind. But if a person is able to stay up after Chatzot to learn Torah, Bezad Hashem Shavuot, we're going to do that. Right? We're going to try to learn Torah all night. So here's one kavanah to have in mind. After the zechut of the Torah learning after Chatzot, to remove from our mind Hirhurim Ra'im. Rabotai, it's very important. So that's segula number four. Segula number five. Levatel Hirhurim, Kibel Hachida. The Bnei Yisachar writes this in the name of the Chida, Alav Shalom. He loves quoting the Chida. And this is brought down in his Sefer Dvarim Nechmadim, which was a little Sefer of footnotes on the Sefer of the Chida, Devash Lefi. You know, the Chida says, Kibalti Mimekubal Zaken. I have a tradition that I received from an old Mekubal, La'asok Bemasechet Makot. To learn Masechet Makot. Gemara. Masechet Makot is one of the small masechtot. It's only 23, 24 pages. And it's a segula against Hirhurim Ra'im. He says, Makot is begematria Hirhurim. So Masechet Makot is, again, like we said before, Torah in general works against Hirhurim. Torah le'achar chatzot, even more. And another specific area of Torah, which it's like you go to the store, you want a detergent. Says what type of detergent you want? You know, there's this kind, there's that kind. This kind is more general. But if you really want, you know, to get out the bad stains, you know, so then which one do you suggest? Clorox? I don't know what the Shout. There's one Shout. You know Shout?
Dry cleaners.
Yeah. Oh, you take it to the dry
crowd. Right?
Windex. Windex we know, no? So there's super Windex. There's high, you know, ends. We know Windex. So the high-end Windex is Makot. Masechet Makot. Ayen Sham. Ubeemet Shema Masechet Malkut. Begemata Yatav Kufayin Vav Yesod Malkut. He says a Kabbalistic idea here. That really the name of Masechet Makot is also Masechet Malkut. And Malkut is Begematria Yesod Malchut. Yesod Malchut is the Yichud HaElyon. Is the unity, is the unification between Zachar and Nekeva in the Olamot HaElyonim. So when we awaken Yichud HaElyon, we are Mevatel the Hirhurim of the improper Yichud. Hirhura Shel Znudich. So it's a very powerful thing that we just learned. That's it's number five, right? We said so far five things. We said number one, tzedakah. Number two, visualizing the dmut of the Rav. Number three, yirat ha'onesh. Number four, learning Torah after Chatzot. Number five, Masechet Makot. Number six, he gives over here in the Kitve Arizal Ita Al Hirhur Isha Tov Lechaven Hashem. He gives a specific name of Hashem to be Mechaven. Gimel Dalet Shin Nun Aleph Lamed. Six letters. Gad Shanel. Gad Shanel. He said, Tedai Didi Shaikar Bazel Lasum Ora Shamaim Leneged Enav. Bevo Elav Chas Veshalom Hirhur. Yekayem Pasuk Velo Taturu Achare Levavchem. Behasir HaMachshava Mimenu Kerega Ulechaven Achar Kach Ze Hashem. He explains, the Bnei Yisachar explains, you know what the best segula of all he says? At the time when a bad thought comes to a person, be mechaven, I have a mitzvah to do right now. I have a mitzvah. What's the mitzvah? One of the 613 mitzvot of the Torah. Ve'lo taturu acharei levavchem ve'acharei nechem. What does that mean? Ve'lo taturu, do not go after the thought, the sinful thoughts of your mind. So right now I have a mitzvah to remove this from my mind. And then to be mechaven the Shem, Gimel Dalet Shinun Alef Lamed. You're good to go.
I didn't know. What is his name?
You're asking the wrong guy.
What does it stand for?
It's one of the names of Hashem. There are many, many names. And here he's telling us that this name is Mesugal specifically for Hirurim Raim. We're going to learn another name now. The next one, number 7. Od katavarav achida. This one will be easier for us to remember. The Chida writes, Lechaven Hashem kara satan. To think the letters, kuf resh ayin, sin tet nun. This is, by the way, brought in the Kafachayim ben Ishchai, to think before you go to sleep, before you fall asleep, after krat shema namita, to think in the name. You have nothing else to think about? You have nothing to think about? Think. Kabel rinat amecha sagevenu ta'arenu nora. Rashet tevot. Kuf resh ayin sin tet nun. Says the Chida that he found in the Sefer Shoshan Sodot Ktav Yad, in a manuscript of a Sefer, he found that that Shem is also Mesugal. It's one of the Shem Membet. What's Ana Bechoach, Rabotai? Ana Bechoach is a Rashet Tev, it's a tefillah that is made on the letters of the 42-letter name of Hashem. There's a 42-letter name. Here we are in Sfirat HaOmer. Every day in Sfirat HaOmer corresponds to one of the words in Ana Bechoach. And the last day of a week in Sfirat HaOmer corresponds to the Rashi Tevot. So, and also every day of the week, not Sfirat HaOmer, every day of the week, just Stam. Let's say Sunday corresponds to Ana Bechoach Gedulat Eminecha Tatir Tzerura. Monday corresponds to Monday. People go back to work. So you need kara satan. You need kabel rinat amecha sagevenu ta'arenu nora. It's not by accident, Rabotai. That's why Ben Ishchai says every day in tefillah, in shachrit, in korbanot, when we say ana v'choach, so you say the whole tefillah, ana v'choach, and then if it's Sunday, you repeat ana v'choach, the first pasuk three times, before you say baruch shem kevod malchuto leolam va'ed, ana v'choach gedurat imenecha tatir tzua, ana v'choach gedurat imenecha tatir tzua, ana v'choach gedurat imenecha tatir tzua. Same thing by kriat shema al amita. Kriat shema al amita. Gam baboker, omer ha-ben ishchai, ken, kol yom, the ben ishchai says, yeah, I do it.
I do it.
I don't know if you ever saw, but when I say the korbanot, I say it under my breath because it's not minhag of everyone. Whatever, I don't want to start new things. But the Ben Ishchai says it. But it's more popular by Kriat Shema Lamita. Everybody knows by Kriat Shema Lamita.
Lama
shosh pa'amim? Ki ze keneged bechinat oto ayom. Because every day is keneged one sentence in Ana Bechoach. Sunday is Ana Bechoach. Monday is Kabel Rinat Amecha. Sagevenu Tarenu Noah.
Three times
is always Chizuka Inyan. Three times is always to stamp something, to make it, Tuesday, for example, today, Nagi Bordo Shei Chudecha Kevavat Shomrem. Bimechaven de Rashi Tevot. Yeah. Listen, people think of all kinds of shtiyot. Why shouldn't we be thinking about these things? These are hard. No, they're not. These are simple things. It's not a big deal. What's the big deal? So you have nothing to do before you go to sleep. You already said Kriat Shema Lamita. Yalla. Velo ba shena. The shena is not coming. You already said Hamapil lo nafalta. You said the Kriat Shema lo shamata. You said Shishim Giborim Saviv lo mi Gibore Israel en shum Saviv. So what's going on? So what should you do? You don't look in your phone. No way. You put the phone far away. Only is enough that the alarm, you could hear it in the morning. That's it. No phone. What should you do? you think of the name Kara Satan. You think of it. Kabel Rinat Amecha Sagevenu Tarenu Nora. Try to think of a chidush on that sentence. Try to. It's, by the way, guarantee you're gonna fall asleep. But the reason why I brought it up is because we're learning here that it is a name of Hashem that protects against hirhurim, which is one of the main themes of Kriyat Shema LaMitah, to protect against, you know, accidental keri. So that's why we say Kriyat Shema LaMitah. A lot of the things that we say revolve around that. The Ben Yishai says, before you say Kriyat Shema, think to yourself that this is L'Shmirat Abrit, that this is for the purpose of Shmirat Abrit. Yeah. This is the time to talk. Listen, the time to talk about this is all throughout the year. But in the weeks of Kedoshim Emor, when it's all about Kedusha, this is the time. Sfirat HaOmer is to work on this. So how many so far did we learn?
Eight already.
We learned eight? Seven or eight? You want another one?
This brings a new definition to the term brainwashing.
To wash the brain. Absolutely. Absolutely.
You're literally taking something away and
you're washing it out. You're flushing it out. Like to flush out something, you're flushing out the thought with the waters of Kedusha. No doubt. Now it's interesting because the next one he gives is a very practical one. He says, let's say you're in a place that you're not allowed to think of Torah. So now how are you going to get out the hirhurim? He says, Azay yachshov cheshbonotav, ve'al yedei zeh yefaneh libo b'dvar. Be an accountant at that minute. Think all your cheshbonot. Think all your, how much did I make this week? Did I get, how many expenses do I have? These are the thoughts to have. You have nothing else to think about, and you're in a place where you can't think of holy thoughts, names of Hashem, Torah. So what now? You're left vulnerable. No, be smart. Be smart. Yechashev cheshbonotav. Think, other things. Or the neder of tzedakah. That could be something that probably, right, that could also be. Al ha? Ez? Asi'ir la'azazel, kiru shata sholeach et ze la'azazel. Aha. Okay. Yefeh
me'od. I can't think of my rabbi at this point.
Probably, yes. Probably is. It's not halachically not allowed. What he said over here is, if you want to take up the one that has to do with Torah and with names of Hashem, and let's say you don't know the others, you know, whatever. This is a very practical one. You know, anybody could think of that, right? Or you want think about your grades that you got in high school. That'll do the job, right? By the way, we didn't even begin the topic. I just want you. We're going to stop here. But there is part B to this topic. And part B is in Remez Kuf Mem. In Kuf Mem, he goes into great depth, into a big yesod that the Baal Shem Tov says in regards to Hirhurim Ra'im, where do they come from? And where do they need to be sent back to? And who can do that? And who has to be careful before he does that? That's a whole, it's connected to what we're speaking about, because basically, what we said are ways and means of how to flush out, how to take out Hirhurim Ra'im. The Baal Shem Tov comes and he says a big chidush in Torah, that. But we'll save it Bezat Hashem for next time. And that's going to be Remez Kuf Mem.
To be continued.
Yeah, definitely.
Thank you.